Bigfoot, the furry half-man, half-ape, who haunted the lore of the Northwest, may truly be dead. No funeral was held, and of course, no body found, which may have been the whole point of Bigfoot. But Ray L. Wallace did pass away last month, and according to his family, it was Mr. Wallace who invented Bigfoot back in 1958. Wallace, who passed away at the age of 84, claimed that he'd had a friend help him contrive a hoax by making giant wooden feet and then stomping them around in the forest. Others, though, have a different view, and we talk now to one of them, Ray Crow, director of the International Bigfoot Society, who joined us by telephone from Hillsboro, Oregon. Welcome, Mr. Crow.
Thank you very much.
Well, I gather that you would be a bit dismissive of Mr. Wallace's claims about this being a hoax?
Well, yes and no. That is, he had a thing about pulling pranks, especially on Easterners.
You know he liked to dress up his wife in gorilla costumes and show Bigfoot having tea with others of his species. This didn't make you dubious about the existence of the creature?
No, not at all, because we all knew exactly what he was doing, although he was really a serious researcher.
What was the serious research?
He has investigated many of these incidences and reported them to me. He had some Native American friends that had legends that went way back, and he was very interested in those and wrote about them extensively, some of which I've published. So the legends actually go way back before him and his supposed hoaxes.
It sounds like Mr. Wallace kind of liked having it both ways, sort of.
Yeah, it worked both ways. He knew it was out there, and he's trying to mislead some people that are the know-it-all types. And
how will you remember Ray Wallace?
As a good friend, a good correspondent. I've known him now since 91, and he will be greatly missed by both me and a lot of our local Bigfooters.
Now, why do you happen to believe in Bigfoot, Mr. Crow?
Why do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have been out there and found evidence myself in places where I wouldn't expect to find it, that it goes beyond the probability of being hoaxes.
I guess you've collected a lot of these tracks.
Yeah, so you make plaster casts of them. We like to show them off. We have a conference every year and drag out all of our hair samples and poop samples and plaster tracks and show them off to anybody and everybody.
Now, if you have collected so many tracks, Mr. Crow, I gather you've collected over 100. Why have you never actually seen Bigfoot?
Well, it's not from lack of trying, and I think I've come close several times, but they're quite secretive, and I've spent a lot of time in the field hunting for them.
Short of Bigfoot walking into the Department of Motor Vehicles and applying for a driver's license, do you think this controversy will ever be settled?
Well, it'll be settled when one of them turns up. What we need is somebody to either run over or shoot one accidentally and report it right now.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Crow.
You're more than welcome.
Bigfoot believer Ray Crow talking about the late Ray Wallace. Wallace's family said that he created the half-man, half-ape hoax in the Northwest starting in 1958. The elder Wallace died last week at age 84. The truth is somewhere out there.